Today's daf is Brachas daf Mem Vav, and we continue on the top of the Amud. Okay, we started yesterday Shlosha Sha'achlu, the seventh parak in Maseches Brachas. As we know, very organized parak. First we discussed Kriya Shema, the first three prakim, then we had two prakim on Tefillah, then we had a parak on Brachos, Berchas Hananya. We discussed back on daf Beis why the Masechta didn't start with that parak, or why isn't the Masechta called Maseches Kriya Shema, one of the two. Now we get into benching, the one bracha that is d'oraisa according to all. Machlok is about Berchas HaTorah, whether that is d'oraisa or not. Machlok is about tefillah, if you consider tefillah a set of brachos. But in terms of Berchas HaMazon, that is for sure d'oraisa according to all. So Reb Zeira Chalash, Reb Zeira wasn't feeling well. Olagabei Rabbi Avahu, Rabbi Avahu went to visit him. Kabil Alei, he accepted upon himself. Imispach Katina Charech Shakei. If the one with short legs would get better, he would make a yantif, he would make a sudas hoda'a. That was Reb Zeira's nickname. Based on a Gemara, Rashi quotes it in Hasochar Sapolim, where he tested himself out, how his spiritual level was, by going into an oven. But one time, it usually worked, but one time people looked at him with an ayin hara type of way, and he was burned. And that's why that was his nickname, Katina Charech Shakei. So said Rebbe Avahu, if he gets better, I will make a yantif for the Rabbanan. Ispech, he got better. Avat Sudas al-Kul Rabbanan, so he made a Suda for all the Rabbanan. Why didn't he say his name? Why didn't he say his name? He says he didn't say Reb Zeira. He called him by his nickname. So one of the Achronim explain, the Chida says that Kshaadam Nimsa Bitsara Tov Lahaskir Zechu Yosav Kedei Laover Alav Melitza Yosha Lamala. When somebody's sick, you talk about their godless and their mitzvahs and their osik b'sar chay tzibur. The Alkain, here Rabbi Avoh wanted to talk about Reb Zeira's godless. So that's what he spoke about, how the fire usually, until it was up to other people, didn't affect him, and therefore he didn't mention his name. This also relates a little bit. We discussed back a week and a half or so ago when we discussed also mentioning somebody's name when we discussed Moshe Rabbeinu. And let me just find the daf on daf Lamadalan and Aleph, when we discussed that there was a chazan that was taking very long. He said, he's no longer than Moshe Rabbeinu, daven for 40 days. Chazan was very short. No shorter than Moshe Rabbeinu. Kel na rafan Allah. So we discussed there a tshuva of Rav Avadya, Chela Gimel Simen Pei Gimel, about doing Birkir Cholam on the telephone. Is there any pchisos of anything less with, if you have a choice? If you don't have a choice, ain't Bray Ross, so you do it on the telephone. But if you could do it in person or on the telephone, so for a number of reasons, one should go to the person. Number one, you could do something physical for the person to help them out. And number two, Rav Avadya discusses, you don't have to say their name. Not only, in our story, you could add, you wanted to mention this chuyos, but sometimes there's a specific mazel that is shora, alpi kabbalah, on a certain name. That's why we add a name sometimes when somebody is in a dire predicament. So it's an added idea. He didn't want to say Reb Zeira's name because he was sick, and mentioning the name might have been focusing on the mazel. So that's an added point, number one, to be mazker the chuyosav, and number two, the mazel. So you got better. He got better. So Kimata Lamishri, when they came to bench, to make Hamotzi, Amrle, the Reb Zeira, Lishri Lanmar, they said to Reb Zeira, no, please, you want to make Hamotzi for us? Amrle, Lo Sarva Lamar, Lahad, Amr, Reb Yochanan, to Amr, Balabais, Boseya? Balabais is Boseya. Right, because it's told, because he gives big pieces. So Sharlu, okay, so he made Hamotzi. What was the Havamina? Why would he have he thought otherwise? Why do you offer to Reb Zeira? If you know that, he didn't argue. He said, okay, you're right, fine. And what was the Havamina otherwise? So the Rashba says that Reb Zeira was next of the Balabais, because it was the Suda was for him. So that's why he was next of the Balabais. Just another Ha'ara. Coming to today's daf just for this, Dayenu. Said, I saw one of the Achronim say, Reb Zeira was a Kohen. It's prudent from other Gemaras. So why didn't he tell him to make Hamotzi, or we'll get to benching in a second? It was a Kohen. So one of the Achronim suggests that maybe this story happened after the story in Maseches Megillah about Kam Rabba Shachti L'Reb Zeira, that Rabba killed Reb Zeira at the Purim Suda because he was drunk, and then he did Tchias HaMesim to him. Who knows if he still had Kedushas Kahuna after Tchias HaMesim? That's the comment. But then somebody quoted that, no, maybe it's unbelievable. But the other way back is that there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin that talks about the future, and it talks about how we're going to give matanas to Aaron HaKohen. Right, I'll tell you who said this. V'yesha Hiksha. This is the Adaret. The Adaret, the Rav Kook's father-in-law. Rav Elio David Rabinovitz Ta'omim. That's what he says. Kasav l'chadesh v'imkei yeshlo b'da hay uvda havi achar ma'isazu v'yavagav de hechyehu rabba b'tchis ha'meisim k'var batla k'dushas k'unaso v'ein bo yoser mitzvah z'vikidashto. Now this is a little difficult because the Gemara in Masechas Sanhedrin Daf Tzadik that says one of the Ramazim of b'tchis ha'meisim in the Torah that we're going to give to Aaron HaKohen, unless you say there's another Mashicha and then we're going to get the kuhuna back. Either way, it's an amazing ha'ara. Is there going to be kuhuna? L'chor, there's going to be kuhuna after b'tchis ha'meisim. All the Gemara is that we're going to come back to right to that state. Okay. Anyway, we continue. So, Sharlahu, so the Balabayas made Hamotzi. Kimatu Levruchi, it was time to bench. Omerle Nivruch Lanmar. So, please, could you bench for us? Omerle Larsavar La Mar Lahadarev Huna Dimin Bavel to Omer Botseya Mavarich. I, the Botseya, is the Mavarich. So, V'iyu, come on, Sirili, said no. I hold like Yad Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishim Rav Shimon ben Yochai, Balabayas Botseya, V'yarech Mavarech. The Balabayas is Botseya. He's the one that makes Hamotzi, because he gives big pieces. Remember, we had a couple of days ago on Daf Lamites. We had the, on Lamites Mabez, we had the Machlokas Rashi and the Rashba. Reb Zera have a Batsa Akula Sherusa. And what did that mean? So Rashi quoted that man, he cut big pieces to last the whole meal. The Rashba said, man, he cut every challah at every meal. And we mentioned the Vilna Gaon there about the cutting in half and putting the Nikil and Nistar together. But there we already had cutting big pieces. That's why the Balabayis is supposed to be Botseya. The Oreach Mevarech, and the Oreach, the guest is Mevarech, because, why? Balabayis Botseya Kadesh Yiv Sabayin Yafet. The Balabayis is Botseya so that he could give big pieces. The Oreach Mevarech Kadesh Yiv Varech Balabayis. And the Oreach is Mevarech so that he could give a bracha to the Balabayis. Right? Bizman Hahu, in those days, one person benched and was Motzi everybody else. So therefore, only one person was talking. So if one person was talking, it's got to be the Oreach, because he's going to say the bracha, the harachamon for the balabayas. Masha'enkit bizmanazeh might not make as much of a difference, because everybody benches and everybody can say the harachamon. So even if the Oreach is the nowadays bizmanazeh, right? Even if the balabayas might one time bench, still it's not as much of an ikuf. So that is the issue of the Balabayas, is the one that it is Hamotzi, and the Oreach is Mavarech. The Ramah writes in Hilchas Pesach, Tof Ayin Test. Tof Ayin Test, all these are good except at the Seder. At the Seder, the Balabayas is also Mavarech. The Balabayas is the one that's that benches. V'nogu Shabalabayas Mavarech Berchas Hamazon Balal Pesach. Shenemar Tof Ayin Hu Yivorach. V'hu Mikri Tof Ayin Shomar Kol Dichvin Yesev Yechol. He's the one that leads the Seder. He's the one that's invites everybody in. So he's Tovayin. And therefore, he should also do Berchas Hamazon at the Seder. The Mishnah Berurah, Af Im Yesh Lo Oreach. Right, even if there is an... What? Even a Kohen, is a Docha that. Right, so it's hard to know. Okay, Mishnah Berurah quotes, Bizman HaZeh doesn't make as crucial of a difference, because everybody could say the Misha Berach anyway. Okay, so Mayim Avarech, here it is. What's the bracha? Birchas HaOreach? It's right here in Brachas Mem Vav. Yehi Ratzon, Shalei Vosh, Balabayis, Balam HaZeh, V'lo Yikaleim, Lo'olam Haba. That's the first line we have. V'rebi Mosif Ba'advarim, Yitzlach Ba'od B'chon Nachasav. We give him a bracha. He gave me tremendous food, so I'm going to give him a bracha for his assets. V'yu Nachasav U'Nachaseinu Mutzlachim. They should be successful. U'Krovim La'ir. And they should be, he shouldn't have to travel. Krovim La'ir is a big bracha. You shouldn't have such a commute. Krovim La'ir. Right? They're separate. Hatzlacha and Karov. Right? You could have one without the other. The greatest bracha is Hatzlacha, and you'd be able to be home for dinner every night. That's Hatzlacha and Krovim La'ir. V'al Yishod Satan Lo B'Masa Yada V'Lo B'Masa Yadenu. We throw ourselves in after we give him a bracha. After Masa Yada Masa Yadenu. V'al Yizdaker or Yizdakek on the side. That's our Girsa. Lo L'Fana V'Lo L'Fanenu Shum Devar Hirachet V'Aver V'Avon V'Yatov Yad Olam. That's the bracha we give. And our minhag, of course, is to have a lot of harachamans. Right? There are those that are makpid to say this right after Yechasreinu. Because this is already in the Gemara. Up to Yechasreinu is in the Gemara. Everything else is after the Gemara. All the extra other harachamans that we say are not. What do we say all those harachamans for? So we mentioned about 10 years ago in a Haggadah shir, Chafetz Chaim says in his Haggadah that whenever we do a mitzvah, especially a mitzvah d'oraisa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ecstatic, kav yachol. He's like, okay, what do you want? What do you want? Ask me. Right? That's what we say, Baruch Shmei, when we take out the Torah. Hashem is ecstatic, so we say, Baruch Shmei, Hashem, give me children, oskim b'tarva mitzvahs. Whenever we do a mitzvah, Hashem is ecstatic. So that's why, how many brachas d'oraisa do we make? One, maybe two. But this one, so after Berachas HaTorah, okay, you got to learn, because it might be Berachas HaMitzvah. So, but Berachas HaMazon, it's a reaction to benching. So we use the opportunity, says the Chafetz Chaim, to ask Hashem for things. He's so happy, we just did the Beracha. We first couple have to do with him, but then we ask for Parnasa and the Chulu. But that's why we add in all of the Haracha months. Okay. The Makar for this is also the... There's an interesting Tosefta. V'achalta v'savata uveirachta es Hashem Elokecha es l'rabos balabayis. So the es includes the balabayis. That's the remez in the pasuk for like we have es l'rabos tamid chacham by es Hashem Elokecha tira es l'rabos balabayis. That is quoted here. The question is that how much are these harachmas? There are those. Oh, I'm a grub person. I stop after Yechasreinu. Some people say that, but again, according to the Chafetz Chaim, why would you want to stop? Right, if somebody's going back to learning, they say bittul Torah, okay. But if otherwise, minhag olam generally is to say all of the harachamot. If you look in the Eben Hazel, Ravitz Zalman, when the Rambam quotes this bracha, the Rambam says, "Ukishem." It says in Hilchas Brachas, Perak Beis Halacha Zayin, "Ukishem Mevarech Haorech Eitzal Balabayis Mosif Ba Bracha LaBalabayis." He's Mosif a bracha. Kate said, "Oh, my year, especially Mosif LaBalabayis LaMazel, they come on Ba VeYeshlo Reshus LaHosif." Bebirchas balabayis ulaharich bo. You can just add on your own part. The Rambam says you can say the nusach of the Gemara. Then you can add on, you know, any bracha. If you know he specifically needs something, you know he needs a refuah, needs a yeshua, chinachaban, and whatever it is, you can add on. Says the Rambam. Says Rav Zalman. Midas Rambam muchach to birchas ha'oreach eitzal balabayis hu hemshech lebirchas hatova hametiv velo bracha bifnei atzma. Says this is Amun. You get from the language of the Rambam. He says bracha revius sarach lahaskir b'shalosh malchios ukishem evarech aorech. It's all a bias. It's all a hemshech. Like Yechasreinu is not the end of the bracha, according to this. The birchas aorech is a continuation. V'lo bracha b'bnei atzma v'kasav yesh lo reshus lahosif. That's what we do. We're mosif. Ulafize nimsa shekol birchos harachamon she'anu omrim im yomru osam achar birchas balabayis he mitzurafim lebirchas hatova hametiv. Says if it's a Zalman on a conceptual level, the whole thing becomes mitzuraf, becomes connected to the birchas hatova hametiv. Ulafize, but he said according to this, ef sherlanos amen achar she'amar al yechasreinu. If this is all mitzuraf, then what are we saying amen for at the end of yechasreinu? Right, that's a big discussion. The Vilna Gaon felt that you should say in the Amen book, in just one word, I think that's what it's called, just one word. They have all these amazing stories about Amen. So I remember one of the stories, I just remember it now, I think one of the stories that somebody traveled like hours and days and weeks to get to the Vilna Gaon to ask him, do you say Amen on Yechasreinu? And he was so excited when he got the answer, because now he knew for the rest of his life. So, Lushitaso, he said Yechasreinu finished, and that's the end. Don't see any of these harachamans. But the Ritzel Zalman says, from the language of the Rambam, when he says, Yochel Hosif, whatever you want, so it's part of the bracha, and then he says maybe one should. I don't think he's paskening that you shouldn't say amen. One this way, the minhag olam is to say amen. I don't think we should stop the minhag olam, but in terms of conceptually, he says it is all connected. Okay, he says efshar. He says the kishein oreach ain tefilas harachon mitzarfin. Maybe it has to start with berachas oreach, and then you could be marbe on that. If you don't have an oreach, maybe you can't. Interesting. He's bechalik whether there's an oreach or not. Just one hosafa before we continue, and that is, so we have harachamon. So one of them is harachamon. Yizal bracha beruba isazeh v'al shulchan zeh shachanu alav. He said bracha in this house and on the shulchan. What if you're not at home? What if you're not at a house? Chashuke chemed, as you might have guessed. Harachaman, he said, quotes this. Kesa yishlinog be'erev Pesach. I'm sorry. Okay, he said erev Pesach. When you're eating in a garden, you're eating in the backyard. No house. Let's say you're having a picnic. What do you say? Harachaman, is that bracha? So we usually just say it and we don't think about what we're saying. Right? But so it's not a problem. We'll just say it. But what if we actually think about what we're saying? Right? So what do we say? Hayim yomer berachaman. Harachaman yishlach lana bracha meruba b'bayis. Is that how he's a loach l'bayis? What about on an airplane? Or in a car? What are we supposed to say? So he said, number one, each one. Says matos. Ima matos shayach l'nachrim. If the plane is belongs to, you know, 99% of airlines in the world, yomar. Harachaman, who yishlach, I never saw a bencher with this. Harachaman yishlach lana baracha meruba bahalichaseinu ubi yeshivaseinu ad olam. Kimivur b'mishnah berurah. If you're not in the house. V'im ha-matos shayach li-Yehudim, ha-rachamani, yivarech es bala-bayis hazeh. Ki ha-kviyus shel ha-achila osehu kibayis. That's the Rav Zilberstein's psak in terms of a plane. What about in a garden? Ha-ocha v'gino b'chol makam shino bayis, nira lomar, ha-rachamani, yishlach lana baracha meruba b'halichaseinu b'yeshivaseinu. Same thing. What about in a restaurant? Or in a hotel? You have to know this. Lo-aisa. So nistapakti ibray levarich et bal misada o beis malosh ochel etzlosh lechora harim shalim lo mishum ma yisrael levarcha. I'm paying for the meal. I have to give him a bracha also. What if I give him a tip? Give him a bracha too. So I don't understand. He says he quotes from his father-in-law Rebbe Yashiv Zatzal pashat li levarich kinen emi bal misada. You're still getting benefit. There wasn't a restaurant, you wouldn't be eating here. Still enough to give him a karas hatov. So he says in a restaurant, you would say, that's fine. What? No, don't buy a Jew, Lachor. Don't buy a Jew. I assume the 99% of this by restaurants go the other way. Right, in terms of the owned by Jew versus non-Jew. Okay, that's over here in the Chashukei Chemed on the Birchas Hamazon. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, two dots. The Birchas Oreach, by the way, is a good thing to learn by heart because sometimes you have a bencher that doesn't have it in it. That's why you always have to try to get a bencher with it in it if you're the Oreach. But if not, it's one of those things you got to know by heart. It's like the Brach on a rainbow. Right, how many times do you have you have to know the right? It's only six words. It's not the biggest deal. But here, one has to, well, it's a good idea to know it by heart. Okay, we continue. Ad heichon birchas hazimun. Until where is birchas hazimun? Very unclear what this question is. Until where is birchas hazimun? Machlokas Rashi Tosas. Rashi says, amazingly, up until where do you say only if you have three, if you have a mizumin? And if not, you skip it. And you start after it. That's how Rashi understands the Gemara. And according to Rashi, there's going to be an opinion here that's going to tell us that you only say the first bracha of benching if you have a mezumin. And if not, you start with no delacha. That's why Tosas can't fathom that. Tosas said the first bracha is daraisa. What's Rashi talking about? Of course you have to say that. There can't be an opinion out there that says you're not going to say the first bracha. That's the only one that has to do with food. Remember, the rest of benching, we're going to get to this in a couple of days, Daf Mem Ches, the rest of benching talks about other brachas. We have to thank Hashem for Bris Milah, and Talmud Torah, and Malchus Beis David, Binyan Yerushalayim. Wonderful! We use benching as an impetus to talk about a lot of things. But only the first bracha talks about food, and according to Rashi, according to one opinion, that's left out if you eat alone. Right, so that's Rashi's opinion. But Tosfos argues, Tosfos says, right here in the second Tosfos, Arecha Bracha Zimun, he says, no, it's talking about if somebody is forced to bench because the other two people want to leave. How long does he have to wait and listen until he says amen, and then he can go back to eating? So that's my okay. After the first bracha, and then he could go back to eating. So at hechon bracha zimun, we have those two pshatim. So Rav Nachman amar ad nevarich, meaning at the end of what we call zimun. For Rav Sheshes amar ad hazan, that's the amazing shita according to Rashi. Name a ketanoi. Let's say this is really a machlokas tanoim. The toni chada. Birchas Hamazon, Shnayim Vishalosh. Shnayim, right? Shnayim Vishalosh. Vitanya Idach, Shlosha Barba. Two brises. One brise says Birchas Hamazon is either two or three brachas, and the other brise says it's either three or four brachos. So, Savrua, Dekuli Alma, Hatova, Meitav, Avdal, Raisahi. Let's assume that the bracha of Atova Meitiv, the fourth bracha of benching, everybody agrees, is not to Oraisa. We're going to have a couple of days that it's Nitkan for Haruge Beitar, an important slach. Maybe we'll mention it again later today because it might be Yontif again. Lav to Oraisa. So everybody agrees that it's not to Oraisa. It's only to Rabbanan. So what's the issue in the brises? Two and three versus three and four. So by Lav, HaKamiflagi. Maybe they're arguing about our issue. About, is the first bracha only said when you have a mezumin? Mandamar Stein Vishalosh, Kasavar Ad Hazan. And therefore, it's two. Forget the Durabanan one. We're talking about Daraisa brachas. So, according to the opinion that says Ad Hazan, says there's only two brachas, Noda and Rachem. Right, the fourth one is Durabanan, and the first one is part of the Zimun. Umanda Amar, Shalosh Va'arba, Ksavara Navarech. He said, no, there's always three. And if there's another one, that would be the bracha of Zimun. So is that what the machlokas is about? So the Gemara says no. Lo, Rav Nachman Matari Tzlataime, Rav Sheshes Matari Tzlataime. Each opinion could explain the brises according to their opinion. Rav Nachman Matari Tzlataime, Rav Nachman who said ad nevarich, that is only what we call Zimun, says the kuliyama ad nevarich. Man de amar shalosh va'ar b'shapret. The one that says three or four, that's fine. You have three brachas besides the fourth one, which is drabanan, plus the and the Zimun. That's the four. Uman to Amar Shtayim v'Shalosh. There's two or three. Amar Lacha Hacha beBerchas Polim Askinan. Talking about the bracha with a worker. Beck reminds us of the second parak discussion. Berchas Polim Askinan to Amar Mar. Remember we had this earlier. When you have a worker who's getting paid and he can't even take off a second when he's working for somebody for his own tzrachim. So the Gemara says amazingly that he benches a shorter benching. Because he's on somebody else's time. Poseach Bahazan, the Kola Boni Yerushalayim, Beperchas Haaretz. And he combines the second and third bracha. That's what Paulim do. And that's what this Rice is talking about, two and three. Good. Continuing for a minute. Rav Sheshes, Mitareitz, Letaimei, Dekuli Alma Ad Hazan. Everybody agrees until Hazan, according to Rav Sheshes. Right, two and three is good. Two, if you don't have a mezumin, and three, if you have a mezumin, including Bircha Zimun. That opinion would hold. Hatova Meitiv is de'oraisa. So that is the suggestion that the Gemara gives. Okay, we're about to get into that Tova Meitiv points, but just one ha'ara first. This Tosfos Uloman de'amar has a couple of important lines in it. The first important line, if you look on the first wide line, Tosfos there is discussing working out the brachos. Tosfos says, I'm taking that out of context, I'm not reading the whole Tosfos, but this is much discussed by the Achronim. Ava lachatsa'in, so you're already on the first wide line. Ava lachatsa'in ein levarech, im ha'echad einu yodea ki im ha'chatsi bracha. Tosfos seems to say, there is no such thing as shomea ka'one by ha'chatsi bracha. And that's why we had earlier, if a chazan makes a mistake in a bracha, you go back to Tchilas HaBracha, at least. Unless you go back to the Tchilas of the section of Shemona Esrei. But this is the line of Tosfos. Ein lebracha mechan, ein adeh ki im chatzi HaBracha. So that's what Achronim pick up in that line. There's no Shomea Ka'one by a half of a bracha. Rav Shachter talks about this in Eretz HaTzvi on page Memches and Memtes. And he discusses, what about Zimun itself? Is Zimun d'Araisa or is Zimun d'Rabanan? That idea. It's not a separate mitzvah, but an aspect of Birchas HaMazon. So, yesterday we had, it's based on two psukim, either Kal Hashem Eti, Kishem Hashem Ekra, but is that a Daraisa? Kishem Hashem. Right, is that a Daraisa? And Pasuk in next week's Parsha? So that's a Machlokes. Rova Poskim, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, it's in Kufsa, the Kes, Rova Poskim hold that Zimun is a Darabanan. The question is, interesting, the discussion in Choshe Mishpat. No, the halacha in Choshe Mishpat is that if you steal a bracha from somebody, if you steal a mitzvah from somebody, you have to pay Yud Zehuvim. You have to pay 10 gold coins. It talks about Kisui Hadam and Shchita. So the Shach in Choshe Mishpat, Shemin Shinpei Beis, says, Goni Birchas Hamazon Mechaveiro. You steal Birchas Hamazon. So that's talking about at a time when only one person benched. Somebody was at the bench, and all of a sudden somebody else starts. So the Shach says, Meshayim Lo Mem Zehuvim. You got to give him 40 Zehuvim. Why? Asara Zehuvim, can I get called bracha? Four brachas, and 40 Zehuvim. Ubircha Zatova Meitiv, Beyavne Tiknuha, Vein Meshalman, Ban Mitzvahs Drabanan. That's the Shach. So what four do you have for the Shach? You have, he says, you don't count a Tova Meitiv. Bircha Zimun. He's counted Bircha Zimun as a Daraisa. That's Shach. If you say 40 Zehuvim, and he says you don't count a Tova Meitiv, so he's counting that as a Daraisa. The Kso says, what about Bray Pergafen? Once you're counting all the brachas, if that's part of the process, once you're doing a mitzvah d'araisa with the bari per agafen, so that's a discussion here that Rav Shachter has in on Eretz Tzvi, page Memches, about Zimun being Daraisa Durabanan, and then he gets into Shomea Ka'one Bachatzi Bracha. He does suggest there, again, this has a lot of other rise in the Masechta, not for now, and he quotes Rav Soloveitchik, who says it could be that Tosfos Hashita about the Shomea Ka'one Bachatzi Bracha might be limited to Birchas HaMazon and Shmona Esrei, like we had earlier. Because Rav Soloveitchik developed this in one of the Yartzei Shiurim, even though usually we have a concept of saying Amen to a Bracha, there is, by Chazaras HaShatz and Birchas HaMazon, it's much deeper than that. When we are connected through a Zimun, or Chazaras HaShatz, we are one group. There's a different, separate Chalos Shame of what's going on. In the Rav's words, for Shemona Esrei, there's Tfilah B'Tzibur and Tfilah HaTzibur. When we daven quietly with each other, the Tfilah B'Lachash, that's Tfilah B'Tzibur. We daven with the Tzibur. When the Chazit does Chazaras HaShatz for us, that's Tfilah HaTzibur. What does that mean? That means it's like the Chazan is giving a carbon for us. And it's all Klal Yisrael are linked with that Chazan. That's Tfilas HaTzibur. That's something very different. And maybe there can be Shomei Ka'one Bachatzi Bracha. Because there's a higher standard by Shmona Esrei. That's why Rav Soloveitchik and many of his Talmidim stand with their feet together and answering Amin even during Chazaras HaShatz. Because of this idea of Tfilas HaTzibur. And he did that even on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Even the Chazaras HaShatz of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, he stood with his feet together the entire time because it's Tfilas HaTzibur. But the same with Birchas HaMazon. Birchas HaMazon also. It's Birchas HaMazon b'Zimun. There's a different Chalos Shem than Birchas HaMazon without a Zimun. So we'll have to see where that comes up elsewhere in this Perek, but that is what he says. And he brings a Raya that maybe Amen by these might be Ma'akev. It's not just L'Chachila like other Gemaras say. Okay, let's continue. So anyway, the Gemara says that we wanted to say this was a machlokes, whether the where Zimun ended. So we ended up saying no, they each could follow both brises. So fourth wide line. Amr of Yosef. So three rayas now the Gemara is gonna bring that Atova made of his Durabanan. As we're going to see later on, it was Mesukan in for Haruge Beitar. Amar Rav Yosef, Teida, that Tova Meitiv la Da'oraisa. I'll prove to you that Atova Meitiv is not Da'oraisa. Why? Shari Paul Amokramosa. After all, the workers don't say it. The workers don't say the fourth bracha, so obviously it's not Daraisa. That's what the Gemara says here. If you look in the Golian Ashas, right here, Rabbi Kiva Eker, he says, look earlier on Daf Tezayin in Tosfos and Sarach Iyun. Sometimes you got to figure it out what he means, but here it's pretty clear. Tosfos asks there on Daf Tezayin and Aleph, aye, how could they shorten the brachas? What do you mean? They made three brachas into two brachas. Forget the fourth bracha. Tosfos says, Yesh koch b'yad chachamim lakar davar ben haTorah. They could uproot their ISIS. Right? They could tell us not to blow shofar on Shabbos. They could uproot their ISIS. Answer B'Kiva Eger. So why does Gemara have to say, oh, it's Durabanan, so they don't say it. Even their ISIS they don't have to say. That's his Tzorach Iyun. And not exactly, the Gemara Tosfos there was talking about how you could combine two brachas. Here we're talking about how to get rid of a whole bracha. But that's Rabbi Kivega's problem. There, he cross-references here. So both places, he cross-references either. It's difficulty why Tosfos says what he says there. Okay, we continue though. Theft number one. Number two. Amar Yisrael bar Shmuel bar Marisa Mishvei Rav. Teida, that Tova Meitiv lav Daraisa. Another raya that a Tova Meitiv is Durabanan. Shaharei poseach baba barach vein chosim baba barach. Because after all, it opens with a baruch, and it doesn't end with a baruch. Kidatanya, why does it start with a baruch? Kidatanya, the Brisa says, Kol habrachos kulan poseach b'en b'baruch v'chosim b'en b'baruch. All brachas start and end with baruch. Chutz mi berchas haperos, u berchas hamitzvos, u bracha hasmucha l'chaverta. Berchas haperos, right? Baruch, only one baruch in there. Berchas hamitzvos. Right, put on tefillin, only one baruch, and brachas mucha lechaverta, a bracha that's said in conjunction with a bracha preceding it, also does not start with a baruch. Right, every bracha in Shmona Esrei, right, does not start with a baruch because it's connected to the previous, to the first bracha, starting with atagibar. Nothing starts with a baruch because it's all part of a unit, and it's each bracha piggybacks on the previous bracha. It's interesting. Does it piggyback on the chasima of the previous bracha or the tchila of the previous bracha? That's not so clear. Right? Because if there's a baruch at the end of the previous bracha, there's a baruch at the beginning of the previous bracha. So that's a discussion which one it piggybacks on. But that is the, and bracha smukha l'chavrta. U'bracha, let's just finish the line. U'bracha achrona shebekriyashma, and the brachas after kriyashma, yesh ben pshem poseach b'hen b'barach, v'hen chosim b'barach. Right? Some start and some don't. The yesh, let's continue. the sentence. The yesh men shechosim em a barach vein posayach l'barach. So I'm start with a barach and end with a barach, and don't start with a barach. V'atov v'hametiv posayach b'barach vein chosim b'barach. Mechal de bracha b'fnei atzmahi. Why does the fourth bracha start with a barach? Right, the previous ones don't. No der rachim. It must be that this was a separate idea, separate unit, and it's not part of the previous benching. That's also what was discussed on yesterday's daf. That's why it could be that you say amen. You say amen also to be mafsik between the brachas d'oraisa. The Gemara here doesn't mention that, but the brachas d'oraisa and the brachos d'rabbanan. That's what Tosfos said. Remember yesterday's daf on the bottom, d'rabbanan ha, bottom memheim abeis, Tosfos says, umi upuk chazi mayama dabar. Look around to the minhag ha'olam, shelo nagu lanos amen ela achar bonei Yerushalayim dever chazamazin. Ashkenazim, I think the only bracha that Ashkenazim say amen to their own bracha is Bonei Rachamav Yerushalayim. Svaradim say amen a lot more. Svaradim say amen a couple of times. Whenever they finish a unit, right, sometimes called Yisrael, but there's more amens after their own brachas, but it's all based on the Gemara here that we had yesterday. Either way, Tosfos just quotes only Bonei Yerushalayim. Two important ha'aris. Number one is Rashi. Rashi. There are those that, getting back to the Gra again, that take out a couple of words in Kiddush. Right? Tchila Mekorei Kodesh Zechlet Yis Mitzrayim. If you have a sitter here, if somebody has a sitter, that the, when we say the second half of Kiddush. Shekhar Hashem, Zodav Rasavana, Veshavat Kashob, Yavav Rasavat Kalanu, Zikaron Lamasei Vereshis. Ki Hu Yom. So some take out those three words, because they say it's a list. Mekorei Kodesh Zechlet Yis Mitzrayim. Right? They take out Ki Hu Yom. So that's the gear of some. But that's not, Rashi didn't take out those words. Two places in Shas. Here and in Ksubis, we know exactly what Rashi did for Kiddush. Look on the bottom. Rashi gives an example of talking about brachas, brachas apeiros, brachas amitzvahs. Look at the second to last line of Rashi. Kemo sheyesh b'kiddush, ki hu yom techilo l'mikroi kodesh. Right there, Rashi has ki hu yom. Rashi, if we think it's a typo, right, if you look in Ksubis also, in the sugyas of the bracha on the wedding, on Zion of the Bays. Also, Rashi says there, Bidid havia kidusha, kikivan, debaloshin kidushi, kikidisha yom chasminim ba, kihasam, tabihi chasminim, shad yeshba hefzakon, ki yom tachilim mekorei kodesh. Same thing, Rashi in Ksubas dav Zion, brachas memvav, ki hu yom, it was the kiddush of, Rashi. Big discussion on the bottom here. It's a fascinating sugya, enough time to go into it, but all the Rishonim get into the act of where we find brachos that seem to break the rule of smucha l'chaverta. Some brachos that are not connected to other brachos that don't start, and sometimes there are brachos that are in a pattern which do have a bracha to Hashem. So it's a different, various, so it's important for the smucha l'chaverta discussion, but it's also important for every bracha, like Elokai Neshama. It's a big discussion in the Rishonim, right here in Tosis. Elokai Neshama, right, so that doesn't, why doesn't bracha to Hashem? It's a bracha. Why doesn't it start? That's why many have the minhag of saying that right after Asher Yatzar, because to connect it to the bracha of Asher Yatzar. Right? But how did it get into the Siddur away from Asher Yatzar? Most of the Dvarim is after Eilu Dvarim. But again, that's one discussion, Asher Yatzar. We spoke earlier in the Masechta about Tfilas HaDerech. What about Tfilas HaDerech? That's a Hiratzon, but it's Bracha Hashem Shomei Tfilah. Stosis of Psachim says that's a Tfilah, that's not a Bracha. Okay, then it could be a rule breaker. But we mentioned then, back on Daf Lamed, when we spoke about Tfilah Sadera, all the different suggestions that the Rishonim give. Say it right after Yevan Alamichya. Say it after Birchas HaReach. Say it on the way. Connect it to some Bracha. The Maharami Rutenberg says in Shulchan Aruch that we try to connect it to a Bracha. But anyway, all the Rishonim here discuss all the cases. Just to mention one of them. Let's imagine one of them. Says Tosfos here. It's a great for halacha and for hashkafa. Says Tosfos. The fifth to last line in Tosfos. The end of the fifth to last line. The yishtabach smucha labarach sha'amar. Yishtabach is a bracha. Samach labarach sha'amar. Meaning it's one big bracha. Lakach yesh li zor shalom asaper b'nayim. Avavish yesh hefzik tuva psuki de zimra. Bikomach alo mafsuki. Tosfos says, that's probably the longest bracha we say. Probably the longest bracha, any other longer brachas than Psuka de Zimra? Probably the longest bracha we say. That's why, also, by the way, the amen to Yishtavach is a crucial amen to get. Not all amens are created equal, right? Shomei Tefillah, Atakadosh, but the amen to Yishtavach is huge. Because it's an amen for the past 20 minutes. Halavai 20 minutes. Past 7 minutes, right? Depending on weekday, Shabbos. Okay, but either way, it's one big bracha. So it's not just, I shouldn't talk now. But it's we're in the middle of a bracha. Just like we wouldn't talk in the middle of any other bracha. Let me know the bracha. So Tosfos said, that's smucha l'chaverta. It's a bracha. And therefore, we have to make sure not to be mafs. Okay, we continue. Third line, on top. V'amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Third point. So again, how do we know Hatov HaMeitiv is Darabanan? Number one, Paulim don't say it. Number two, Smucha L'Chavrta, it has its own bracha. And number three, V'amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Teda, Hatov HaMeitiv Lav Daraisa, Shaharei Okrin Osa B'Beis HaAvel, because it is uprooted in a Beis HaAvel. We don't say the fourth bracha in a Beis HaAvel, says the Gemara. Kidit Tanya, Mahim Omer B'Beis HaAvel. What do they say in a Beis HaAvel? Baruch Hatov HaMeitiv. Baruch Hatov HaMeitiv. That's what they say in the Beis HaAvel. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Baruch Dayan HaEmes. Says the Gemara, Hatov HaMeitiv in Dayan HaEmes Lo. What the first opinion says, you only see Hatov HaMeitiv, not Dayan HaEmes. Ela'ema, Af Hatov HaMeitiv, also Hatov HaMeitiv. But you see, the discussion of, where is the Rashi? Rokon Hatov Beis HaAvel, Aliba de Rabbi Akiva. That's what we're talking about. According to Rabbi Akiva, it is Ne'ekar. Again, final Chashuki Chemed of the day. It's a couple of interesting cases on this daf. We'll get to what we do with Lamaisa in terms of the Avel. He's talking about Hatov HaMeitiv. He doesn't quote it. I'll add in one more. The interesting halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Rav Schachter likes to quote this halacha. I heard it from him a number of times in a shiur. He says, what happens if somebody's great uncle died? Somebody's great uncle died, Baruch Dayan HaEmes, but he left him $20 million. So you just yarshin $20 million from your great uncle. What should be your reaction? Says the Shulchan Aruch, you got to say two brachas. Two brachas. Hatov HaMeitiv and Dayan HaEmes. What order do you say the brachas in? What order do you say the brachas in? So as you could imagine, Dayan HaEmes comes first. Dynamics comes first. That's number one. Number two, another one. He has a more of a tragic case. He has Sheila. Kadosh neheraga de avim, Hashem yikom damo. Somebody who is, Rachman al-Islam, killed by the enemy. Ula'achar ma'amatzim rabim, heshiva asagufa l'kfura. They finally, after a long time, got the body back for burial. Va'krovim ha'koavim v'hanenachim argishim bazeh chesed miyuchad. They feel tremendous hakaras atov ta'kadosh baruch hu at that moment. V'sholem, keitzad lohodos l'Hashem yisbaruch al chesed jeshal kfura. They're burying, but they're Baruch Hashem. Yasu Seudas Mitzvah Le'ilui Nishmas HaKadosh. V'yomru B'Kavana Et Birchas HaTov HaMeitiv. Another one. You say dynamics of the bury, make a Seudas Mitzvah, says Rav Zilberstein, and say HaTov HaMeitiv there. Right? And that's why he quotes our Gemara about Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv, and Rashi quotes Al Kvuras Haruge Beitar Tiknuha. We'll get to that in the coming days. Okay, let's continue though. Marzutra Ikla Lebe Ravashi. Marzutra visited Isra Be Milsa. So something happened. Isra Be Milsa, he lost a relative. Pasach Ubarich Hatova Hametiv Kelemes Dayan Emes Shofet Bitzedek Lokech Bemishpat Veshalipa Olamo Lasos Bokir Tzono. This is the bracha. Birchas Avelim Kichol Derachav Mishpat Shakol Shalov Anaknu Amo. We have to realize, basically, Tzidak Adin, Va'avadav, V'chol, Anachu Chayevim, Lehodos Lo, Ulevarcho, Goder Pirtzos Yisrael, Hu Yigdar Es HaPirtza Hazos, B'Yisrael, L'Chaim. And he should close up this Pirtza, L'Chaim. Right, this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The bracha is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Rav HaPoskim assumed that we don't say this bracha b'zman hazeh. You might not have heard of it in many base of it. The minhag is not to. Minhag is not to be mosif in Berachas HaMazon this bracha. But if you look in Shulchan Aruch, it's there, added into the bracha. Okay, should I mention the tzlach now? I mentioned it a couple of days, I'll mention it now, I don't remember what I mentioned it before, but the tzlach talks about what, so it's Durabanan, we figured out it's Durabanan. So why does Beitar get its own bracha? Why does Beitar, out of all the events that occurred, we make a special bracha, Chazal made Hatov HaMeitiv, because the Haruge Beitar were Zochet to Kvura. We mentioned this Slach in a Parsha Shir a couple of weeks ago, when we spoke about Parsha's Ekev, Berachas HaMazon. So the Slach here says, you have to realize the historical background. Beitar was a little bit after the Churban, 100, 150 years after the Churban. It was after the Bar Kokhba revolt was squashed. But Yisrael Messiah. They were depressed. They were like, okay, forget it. They thought the previous goal was 70 years. They got the Beis HaMikdash back. So this was about 150 years. Okay, we're going back. Boom. Massacred. They're all killed out. So they will forget it. They're going to be Messiah. There's no hope. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes sure that the Haruge Beitar do not decompose. They go back. Or Zocha L'Kfura. So the message is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Imo Anochi Bagalus. I'm with you in Galus. That's the message of Aruge Beta. That's the message of the fourth bracha. Right? Hatov Umetiv. Hatov Umetiv, that is the why. Dafka, it's not just an event. Sometimes we have events that symbolize something. For example, later this week, right? A couple of days, Som Gedalia. Well, we don't fast, and whenever there's a Jew that's assassinated or even killed, right? But Dafka, that was the final nail in the coffin, right, of the Bayis Rishon, right? That was it, right? After Nebuchadnezzar's appointee was killed. So sometimes there are events that symbolize a lot more than just the event itself. Beitar was one of those events, as was Som Gedalia. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, back to benching issues. Laheichan hu chozer. So again, Rashi and Tosfos, what exactly is the question? Laheichan hu chozer. Rashi says, me, fourth skinny line of Rashi. Mishin it's tarif lezimun. Somebody who was mitzarif to a zimun. Barmer le'al ibadur of sheishas bircha zimun arazon. Getting back, it's related to that machlokas, Rashi Tosfos. V'hutzrach zeh lios mafzik achilaso at sheyigmar ha-mavarech bircha zazon. And then, so Rashi basically here gives a pshat of what Tosfos said earlier. Rashi here says, if somebody's mitzarif, how long do they have to wait for in order to start the... in order to start, continue eating after they had stopped. Tosfos says, I can't say that pshat because I already said that pshat in the earlier case. So Tosfos here gives another two pshatim. He says, maybe it means, al karchach, fourth line in Tosfos, to koya hadar mina la'el, da mavarech omer nevarech shachana mishalov, I'm assuming omer barach shachana mishalov v'chayinu, lechelu chozer. Where does the mavarech, after everybody else said, barach shachana mishalov v'chayinu, does the mavarech have to repeat that? Or not? Alright, so basically in all these questions we seem to hold like Tosfos in terms of Lamaisa. So as Vid Mishpeh Dabai Amar Chozer LaRosh for Abadan Armi LaMakam Shepasach Vilchazal LaMakam Shepasach. He just goes to where he ended off and he continues. All right, we continue and say again Zimun, as we said last week, Zimun Harabu Sain of Arech is not really part of Zimun. That's just getting everybody. Everybody, hello, attention. Like we said before, Savrai. We spoke about in the last parak about that's why you're not allowed to. Tosfos said that even though the Mishnah says that if, in terms of drinking during the meal, everybody should make their own bracha because you're worried about choking, but if somebody says, Savrai, gets everybody's attention, then it's okay. So that's why Rabosai, that's just getting everybody's attention. Then the real Zeman starts, Yishem Hashem Avarach, when you're praising Hashem. Even though you are wonderful elderly rabbis, Parsoi, Betzarchei Suda, Beki Minaychu, the Persians, they got some things that you could learn from regarding Seuda. The Persians appear various times in Shas about teaching us things. Then they became terrible. But maybe earlier, before they persecuted us, right? We had them earlier in the Masechta, on the Afches. We had that the Tsnuin, their Tsanua in certain ways. Says the Gemara. So we can learn a few things from the Persians. Bismachin shte mitos, when there are two beds, right? In the days of old, when they used to eat, they used to have couches. I'm calling them, let's say, couches in a circle, and you would lie down on the couch and then eat. So let's say there were two people. How'd they sit? And if there was a row, if there was a more chasha person, where did he sit? So shtei mitos gadol meisa barosh v'sheni lo lamala himenu. So the gadol sits, and the second one, the sheni, the secondary one, sits at his head. Right, his couch is above him. Ubizman sheim shalosh, and if there are three people, gadol meisa b'emsa. Then the gadol sits in the middle couch. Sheni lo lamala himenu, shlishi lo lamata himenu. That's how the Persians do it. Amale, he answers him. One second. V'chibayish tuye b'hadei mitzvus terutze v'yosef v'mishtoy b'hadei. How do you, if the guy in the middle wants to talk to the guy on top of him, what, he has to stick his head out and twist his head? How does he talk to the guy? What, the Shani is on top of him? Ahead of him? So how does he talk to him? Very uncomfortable. Amalai says, no, Shani Parsoi demachli lebemacho. They're good at sign language. They like, you stick out their arms and they could communicate that way when they're lying down. So therefore, they don't have to worry about turning one's head. There's an interesting radak in Yeshayahu. The Radak in Yeshayahu in Perek Samach Vav about the Persians. He says, they're good on the outside, but that's about it. He says, V'chein ha-meskatshim marim atzmam ki-kedoshim v'hein temeim v'chein ha-metarim v'hein ha-parsiyim she-metarim gufosam v'rochasim atzmam tamid v'hein temeim b'maaseyam ha-ra'im u'metunafim v'hein marim atzmam tahorim v'einam. Sometimes you're very proper and fine. Rachman al-Islam, they say the Germans, Yamach Shemam, you know, they're very etiquette and fine and neat, right? But that's only on the outside. Only on the outside, right? Just like the Persians. So certain things on the outside, but no more than that. Good. Mayim harishonim. We continue. Mechon maschilin. Oh, where did the Persians start with mayim harishonim? I mean, who washes first? But it feels the time. Who washes first? Amar le min agado. Says the gado washes first. The baal bais washes first. Yeshav gado vishpo yadav achinol and kulan. Imagine the Zayda. The Zayda washes first, and everybody else is washing. It takes 15 minutes for everybody else to wash. That's terrible. Right? We always say, come on, he washed already. Everybody wash. But let him wash last. He doesn't have to sit there and it's quiet. Let all the kids sit there and be quiet. Right? So Amar Leh, no, la'alter maisu taka kame. No, you give him a motzi right away. Bring him his own table, let him wash first, and let him make his own motzi. So he doesn't have to wait for everybody else. So that's in terms of mayim rishonim. Mayim achronim heichan maschilo. What about mayim achronim? Who washes first? Amar Leh min ha-katan. There you start with the katan. The gadol yasev yadav mizuamos hashenol and kulan. And what does the gadol do? He sits there with oil. Mayim achronim is to get your hands clean. Right? He sits there with oily hands until everybody else washes. Amar Leh lo misalki taka mikame adanati mayilagabe. No, you let him keep eating until it's time for mayim achronim. See, that's sitting there doing nothing. Let him eat until it's time for his turn to do mayim achronim. Stop there for a moment. The Shulchan Aruch says, so lemaisa, what do we do? So if anybody, right, Yantav is coming, but Hashem, everybody's going to be together with family members in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. Who washes first? Does the grandfather wash first? Does the grandfather wash last? What does the Shulchan Aruch say? Not what we do. What does the Shulchan Aruch say? Says the Shulchan Aruch. Kuf Samachay. Im Rabim Misubim Bisuda, Hagadol Notel Yadav Tchila. The Shulchan Aruch first says the Gadol. Mishnah Berurah, Dechenu Kvodo. It's Mechubet, cover for him to wash first. Everybody else rush. The Shulchan Aruch continues. V'harush hayaragalito ba'achrona. Shelo lahafsik v'lo v'daber. The rush did his own thing. I don't want to have to wait for my kid. I don't want to have to wait for my little Turala that's always causing so much trouble. Right? The Rush's son was the tour. Right? He didn't want to have to wait for the tour and Rabbi Chiel, the tour's brother. No, come on, guys. Wash already. Wonder what the Rush's house was like. But anyway, so the Rush used to wash last. Well, I said, I washed that. The Gemara says he should wash first. Say the postgame. Seriously, the shiny bismana Talmud. And you can eat right away, like our Gemara says. Avalachshav sheshulchan echad lakol, umaschin lechol biyachad, tov yoser lito bachrona. So he doesn't have to keep his mouth quiet for so long, and he doesn't have to wait for everybody else, unless he wants to. At least give the gadol the choice. But if the gadol wants to wash last, so Mishnah Shulchan Aruch says that. V'yim came, but then he continues. Bisudos gedolos sheish harbe mesumin im yamtinu kol mesubin ashito la gadol sheishu harbe maod. Gam yavod the deeper bein time. People can end up talking. Al kamen anachon she gadol yito tchila ke bezman hashas v'lo yotzim rechze mosi. Let him have his own mosi. If you're at, let's say you have somebody's at a big hotel and you have like bar kanai nahara 35-40 family members. Don't make one amotzi. It's not fair to people. They're going to be mafsig. Let the gadol wash first. Let him make his own amotzi. Every little family can make their own amotzi. Can wait for 5 or 6 people, but not to wait for 30 people. Oh, you want to be mechubed him with a big challah. Let him cut the big challah. He shouldn't have to wait for everybody. We have to be sensitive. This is Mishnah Berurah at the end of Kuf Samach Hey. Good. Weiter. So, Amar Rav Sheshes hears this from the Reish Galusa. And the Reish Galusa, he says, okay, this is what the Persians do. Anovastisi Yadana. I don't care what the Persians do. I'm just telling you a brisa. This is our Masorah. Titanya. Ketza Seder Aseba. How do we set up our meal? Bezman change de mitos. Gadol Mesa Barosh, Vishenilo, Lamata Hemenu. Below him. Why below him? Because if you want to talk to somebody below you, the Gadol doesn't have to turn his head up right the other way. I'm looking that way. My head is down so I can talk to him without the Gadol doesn't have to turn. Bezman change Shalosh, if there are 3 mitos. Gadol Mesa Barosh, Shenilo, Lamata Hemenu, Shlishilo, Lamata Hemenu. Good. Mayim arishonim aschilim mina gadol. Mayim achronim bismanch. Mayim achronim. This is new. Bismanch heim hey. If there are 5 people or less that are washing mayim achronim, aschilim mina gadol. You can start with the gadol because, as we'll see, the one who does mayim achronim first is the one that benches. So you let the gadol do it. Uzanche meya. If there are 100 people at the meal, aschilim mina katan. You start with the katan. Atche magiyem etzel hey until you have 5 people left. And then you go back to the gadol because he can wait 5 people. And the place where mayim achronim go back to, meaning the one who washes fifth to last, he's the one that's going to bench. And that's why Messiah the Rav, we had this earlier, the Amr of Chia Barashi Amarav, Kalanoto Yodav Bachrono Tchila, Hu Mizumon Labracha. Right, we had this in the Gemara about the takifs, the three or the four takifs. Right, so one of them was right into my macronim to eat the to bench. Right, we had the story of Rav Chaim Vital a couple of days ago about the one who had the shoulder problems and his kasef, and it was because he was being mafsik between the Mayim Achronim, and that's why he was being mafsik. One of the takeifs, so he was having kasef, switch around the letters. The Arizal said, stop talking between Mayim Achronim and benching. But either way, that's why the Mayim Achronim Gadol should do it fifth to last, or if there are five people or less, he should do it first, so he doesn't have to sit with oily hands. Okay, Halacha L'maisa, just give as much kavod to the one who deserves the kavod. That's seems to be the message of these halachas. Again, things might have been different bismanahu because they might have had their own food, but either way, that's the message of these halachas. Okay, we'll stop here. I will try to somehow get Monday's daf up online. If I don't get it tomorrow, then I'll have to get it at some time after Yontif, try to be mashla, but I'm going to really try to get it sometime tomorrow. And then after that, Beit Hashem, Tuesday's daf is up from the last cycle. Wednesday is unclear if there's going to be a daf. That can also be from the last cycle. Thursday we'll have Thursday. I'm just not sure when. It might be, I don't know when we're going to have Thursday. I'm hoping sometime early Thursday morning to do the Thursday's daf. But as of now, Wednesday is a real shaila because Slichas is longer, Sam Gedalia, but we will try to work it out. But Wednesday night, Beit Hashem, will be a Parsha Shir. Ha'azinu. Because we already did Nisan Vayelach last week. Okay? Everybody should have a Shana. If I don't get it up before Yantif, even if I do, everybody should have a Chsiva Chsiva Tova, and we should be Zochet to continue to learn a lot together in Tavshin Ayin Gimel Haba Aleinu L'Tova.